Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Actually, we will soon, hopefully. Scheduled to join us, always scheduled, Hunter Dickinson from Kansas. The center, 7'2" center from Kansas Jayhawks, scheduled to join us shortly.
Maybe he's got shoulder rehab coming up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, he separated a shoulder in the Houston game, end of the regular season, where they got bludgeoned, and then he didn't play in the Big 12 tournament. But, you know, we can talk to him.
I believe he's with us now. Hunter Dickinson from the Kansas Jayhawks as they're preparing to take on Samford in the first round of the NCAA tournament. What's up, Hunter? Thanks for the time, man.
What's up, bro?
What's up, guys?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man. All right, first and foremost, let's get it out of the way. How is the shoulder feeling today? I know you got some rehab you're going to do, kind of preparing for the Samford game. I know you're not 100%, but how are you feeling?
Yeah, no, it's been really good. Been putting a lot of hours in with my, athletic trainer. I've been doing 2 to 3 rehab sessions a day, and I think – I'll be pretty much 100% by Thursday, so I'm really glad with the rehab, and it's been going really good.
Really? So that's awesome. I'm going through a shoulder problem right now, and it's unbelievable how long it takes to get back to 100%.
Well,
now,
you're also way older.
I'm a lot older.
A lot older.
All right. But Hunter separated his shoulder. That didn't look good when you're walking off the court against Houston.
It didn't feel too good either. it was kind of just like, what the heck kind of thing when, your shoulder's kind of like down and out from where it's normally good. But good thing, when I was running back to the bench, it popped in by itself. So that was a good part. Yeah.
So that means, was that the first time it's popped out?
It's done things similar, like it's moved, done things similar to that, but it never like came out and stayed out. So that was kind of like a new experience for me.
So like when you say it popped back in by itself, do you know how to like manipulate it, like to get it back in? Like what does that entail?
Nah, I was just running back to the bench, and thankfully just shot back up into my
socket. That pain is insane. When it dislocates, it is insane
pain.
Now, your doctor didn't tell you you would need surgery after the season, correct?
No. I'm fine.
Okay, great. All right. So let's just talk about – I know you weren't happy with how the end of the regular season ended and obviously the Big 12 tournament because you weren't able to go. But let's just talk about how you're preparing for this game. And you're going to be playing on Thursday night, East Coast time, about 10 o'clock out in Utah. against Samford. Samford's coach, I don't know if you know this, Hunter, but his name's Bucky McMillan. He was a high school coach like 4 years ago. And they hired him. Samford was terrible in college hoops. They hired him, and he's turned them into a tournament team. So kind of just talk about the preparation for this team. What are you guys noticing on film on Samford?
Yeah, when they first announced Samford, you know, me personally, you know, I've been around college for a little bit now, and every time the tournament comes out, you know, you always hear Samford's name being called recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a credit to the coach, you know, just building a great program. But, you know, coach told us right from the get-go, you know, right after they selected him, that, you know, they're a great three-point shooting team. Defensively, you know, they kind of change up their schemes pretty often. They're a heavy pressing team. And so I think that's things that, you know, we're trying to work on this week is really guarding the three-point line, because that's something, you know, we've probably struggled a little bit with, especially in conference play and especially on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then just being able to handle their pressure, I think, will be really important. I think if we're able to, you know, execute against their pressure and then guard the three-point line, I think those are the two keys for us heading into the matchup.
So when you guys are preparing for the first round game, does Coach Self, does he even talk about the second matchup, possible matchup with Gonzaga or McNeese? Is it all about Samford?
I mean, you know, when the bracket first came out, you know, he kind of laid it out for us. It felt like and kind of gave us, you know, our path. But he definitely emphasized that, you know, this first game is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great test for us. By, you know, a really well-coached team, and that, you know, if we win this game, you know, we set ourselves up for, you know, some possible success down the road.
Hunter, are the Kansas fans, are they okay? Have they recovered from just being a 4 seed in the tournament? I know that's a low seed for the Jayhawks. You guys are used to being like 1 or 2 seeds. Are the fans in Lawrence okay with the 4 seed? How are they handling that?
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, I mean, just the investment you know, it's got its ups and its downs. Like, you know, when you play in Allen Fieldhouse, there's nothing like it. You know, the fans are so crazy. And then, you know, if you lose, you know, you kind of bring that craziness on, especially on, like, Twitter and stuff. They're going to let you know. But, you know, having Coach Self here, you know, there's a level of expectation, you know, around the program and stuff like that. And that's something that, you know, we got to uphold and maintain. And so, you know, obviously, we've probably had a down year, which is still, you know, a 4 seed in the tournament, which is crazy to say, but, you know, we're very talented, obviously really well coached. And I think if we can just put, you know, the pieces together at the right time, I think we can make a run here.
So talk about, yeah, I mean, you guys struggled on the road. All right. You're obviously dominant at home, always have been. What do you think the reason was for the struggles on the road when you went to, you know, you lost at West Virginia and Iowa State? Not that, Iowa State's tough. I mean, went to Kansas State and lost, Texas Tech. What was the struggle for the main reason on the road?
I think, you know, when, you know, we have, you know, more of a newer team. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, guys, you know, had to kind of realize that we are the University of Kansas. And whenever we go on the road, you know, it's going to be another team Super Bowl every time we step out there. And, you know, they're going to play their butts off every game. I'm pretty sure there was a stat that kind of made it all the way through the end of the season that, you know, if you were able to beat Kansas, you were going to lose, you know, you lost your next game.
Wow.
I think that's just, you know, a test to, you know, everybody, you know, taking the Kansas game so seriously. You can tell by just, you know, the ticket prices of, you know, wherever we were going, you know, the normal ticket price. And then whenever Kansas came into town, it was, you know, a lot more. And so we had to take, you know, each game more seriously. I think during the 3-point line, like I said earlier, I don't think we did that enough and kind of took that seriously enough. But Coach Self said it best after one of the games, you know, when you make it to the NCAA tournament, there's no road games. They're all neutral site games. So you don't have to worry about playing on the road in the tournament.
What's the transition been like for you? Was it easy to, you know, come from being a Michigan guy to you know, sort of embracing everything Jayhawk? Like, what was that like for you?
Yeah, you know, when I first made the transfer, I didn't really know kind of how I was going to be perceived by, you know, whether it's the team, the community, anything like that. But I would say the transition's been really smooth. You know, the people here are super nice, whether it's the community, you know, the people that work in the building, everything. And then as far as my teammates go, like I said earlier, like it's a pretty brand new team almost. You know, we only had, like, I think 3 starters come back, and then only like two more scholarship players, so relatively
wow.
new team. But, you know, everybody, you know, kind of gelled really, really fast. And I think, you know, that was really cool to see, just kind of everybody being able to, you know, hang out and, you know, talk in the locker room and stuff. So it's been a really smooth transition and something that, you know, I've been really happy to see.
So I know you're happy that you landed at Kansas, but just kind of going back, just getting into your head, was the transfer portal odyssey just a real headache for you until you finally landed on it? I mean, I know NILs has a big part of it too, but just kind of deciding on what schools you wanted to talk to and visit, and then you finally landed at Kansas. Was that just a headache?
Yeah, I mean, like, when I first got into the portal, I kind of already knew. Like, I kind of had a list of a couple schools where I was like, you know, I wanted to, you know, really talk to them and kind of see where their interest level was at. But when I first entered the portal, it was, like, you know, kind of fun because it's like, who doesn't want to be, like, wanted? So, you know, right. It definitely was fun. But it quickly turned back into that high school recruiting where it gets old after a while. You know, we got to realize, like, if you have, like, 10 schools calling you, there's, like, four coaches from each school
right.
are probably going to call you. And so that's, like, 30 phone calls divided up into a week. So you're probably getting, like, 6 calls a day from just people who are asking. The same
just random.
And over. So,
right.
Yeah, just – It's 6 calls, and they all start with, you know, how are you doing? How are your parents? What are you up to? And it's just like, it can definitely get repetitive, a little old.
Yeah.
So everybody thought I was dragging my recruitment out. I was like, bro, trust me, once I know, I'm going to say it.
You're going to be out there. Do you have any eligibility left? I should know this.
Yes, I do have the COVID year.
You have the COVID. You have one more year. Okay.
Yep. Right.
Is that a possibility we see you back at Kansas next year?
That's possible. I mean, I think – a lot of it has to do with how we do as a team. And then, you know, I've been in the spot since like my freshman year.
Yeah.
There, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to leave or go. And so thankfully I'm kind of used to it now. So pretty good at being able to delay it till after the season. I know, you know, March Madness has a lot to do with people's
sure.
draft stock and stuff like that.
Right.
You're able to, you know, really play good and showcase your abilities on the biggest stage. You know, that tends to really boost your draft stock, so I'm not really worried about it. You know, if you make a, you know, a good run here and win some games that I'm playing, we will, you know, we can get that, you know, after the season with Coach Self and my family.
All right, so when do you guys leave for Utah? Later today?
We actually leave today. So we have practice, and then we're going to head over there and
okay.
Get there pretty early, try to get adjusted to the elevation, everything.
All right, man. Hey, good luck. Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Good luck Thursday night against Samford. Stay healthy, and hopefully you know, we're talking about you for the next couple weekends, bro.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right. Thanks,
all right,
Hunter.
Buddy. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Hunter Dickinson, University of Kansas. Trying to get that shoulder back to 100%, playing Samford. And then if they beat Samford, they play the winner of the Gonzaga-McNeese game.
What does he do, like, in 10 years? Does he wear a Michigan sweatshirt or does he wear a Kansas sweatshirt?
He can wear either one.
He can wear either one. No big deal.
That's a great question.
He can wear both.
I think I was going to ask it, but then I knew he would just be political and just say he'd wear both.
He can do appearances in Ann Arbor and in Lawrence. Double dip.
Right.
Make a bunch of cash.
And with the NIL, the way that works, you know, next year, if he came back to school,
he'd make another million bucks.
He'd make more money, unless he was drafted pretty high in the NBA. He'd make more money at Kansas mm-hmm. than he would possibly, you know, going either a second round pick or going overseas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm sure it's something
crazy.
To think about.
I saw somewhere they list him at 7'2". Is he literally 7'2"?
I've stood just next to him, and he looks 7'2".
He dwarfs you? Like he's,
oh, yeah.
Not many people are going to dwarf you when you
see him. I mean, he's definitely a 7-footer. Yeah. I don't know if he's quite 7'2".
I didn't think he was 7'2".
He might not be 7'2", but he's in the 7s.
Maybe with Hokas.
Yeah, I mean,
Hokas definitely elevate you a bit.
You're wearing the Hokas. That's a good move, right?
No, I'm wearing Brooks.
Oh, you're wearing Brooks.
These have a thick sole,
too. They
do
have a big sole, too.
Add a little half inch.
He's a tall-ass bro.
We could all use a half inch.
We could all certainly use it in all different parts of your body.
Now, the other thing that's good is that, and who knows how serious that was, if it was just a dislocation, there was no ligament damage, tendon damage. Not to avoid shoulder surgery, that's huge.
Well, I mean, it's just a choice. He might be being coy there.
He could be.
Because
could
if your shoulder truly dislocates,
there's
a tear.
I would think.
It's a matter of how big the tear is.
Right.
My son had a small tear, that it popped out, we still did surgery because that way you just you nip it in the bud.
Yeah, because I heard Randolph Childress talking about this, former great Wake Forest Demon Deacon.
Yeah.
And he said, and they were talking about Dickinson, the shoulder, and he said, shoulder surgery, he'd much rather have ACL knee surgery than a shoulder surgery.
Oh, it's that painful.
He said, yeah, because it takes a lot longer, too, to get back.
Yeah.
No. So, I cried when the nerve block wore off. It stunned me at night. The pain.
I know.
Going and I had the whole ice machine. I had the whole thing going on.
Vicodin, probably painkillers.
I think I avoided it until I started crying. Then I took it.
Then you start gobbling them.
Like I was like, you know what? Advil ain't good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, another really good player for Kansas, Kevin McCullough, who's their leading scorer, also has an injury. Ooh. So they've got McCullough. I don't know if McCullough is going to go.
You know what you're doing
Thursday
right
night.
Now. You're tempting me to take Samford plus the points.
Well, I'm just saying they're.
I think I might do that.
They're not a very deep team anyway,
okay.
And their top two players are both dinged. So it's something to keep an eye on.
You know what? I'm going to bet on Samford's coach, who's a poker degenerate.
He is.
That's going to be my move.
Bucky McMillan. He loves to see flops.
Coming up at 9:45 this morning, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO tour. That's coming to Capital One Arena this fall. We'll give those away coming up at 9:40.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five. It's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored not once but twice last night, becoming the third player in NHL history to have at least 20 goals in 19 consecutive seasons, lifting the Capitals past the Calgary Flames 5-2 in a critical game in the Eastern Conference playoff standings. Caps right now, your second wild card team. In the East, Ovi had two power play goals in the second period as Washington won its third straight game. Ovechkin raised his career goal total to 843, 51 behind Wayne Gretzky.
Carlson on the right point. Fed it low here, and it's Strome. Bringing it back down to Carlson. Ovechkin scores! It's his second goal of the game, and that his vintage number 8 from the office. He blows Dustin Wolf away. Oh, baby, it's 3-0 Washington.
John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. So Ovi just making more history seemingly every outing. Two goals last night.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic performance.
It's always good that, you know, when he's scoring, because he's obviously chasing Gretzky, but when he's scoring, they're also winning.
Right.
That's the big deal. Because I'd rather them Because I know eventually he's going to break the record, but mm-hmm. I'd rather them get to the playoffs this year, even if he's not scoring a ton. Some people might feel differently.
Yep.
But I want to see them get to the playoffs, play a first-round best of seven.
If I had to choose, I would rather him score 45 goals and miss the playoffs.
Exactly. You're different.
I would not want that to happen. I like playoff sweats. I would choose less goal scoring, more playoff
I actually had just written them off. Like, I'll be honest. Like, 2 months ago, everyone was like, the percentage is 5%.
Right.
I just wrote them off.
Let's get the best of both worlds. Let's have Ovi score close to 30 and make a playoff run.
Right.
Let's have both of those things happen.
Right.
So hopefully they continue that heater at home.
It's definitely possible.
We're also in the midst of mock draft season. You guys want
correct.
The latest from the top of Daniel Jeremiah's latest mock draft. And when I say latest, I mean like he just posted it like 25 minutes ago on NFL.com.
Is he one of these guys that puts one out every day, or does he do it like every week?
No, this is just his third one.
This is only his third one ever.
This is version 3.0.
I don't know when the first one was, but yeah, he doesn't do them a ton.
All right, I definitely am interested.
All right. Who are the Bears taking?
At number one, he has the Chicago Bears selecting Caleb Williams.
No surprise.
He said the Bears have cleared the runway by trading Justin Fields. I'd be stunned if Williams isn't their choice at number one. And they've built an outstanding supporting cast for him.
Right.
Contrary to what RG3 is saying on Twitter, that it's not a good spot for him. Seems like a pretty good spot for
Caleb
Williams.
Well, I think Robert acknowledged that the supporting cast is pretty darn good. And he said it's no reflection on them. He was really basing it on how they just didn't get enough for Justin Fields.
Right.
Which is kind of strange. Like, just because they didn't get great trade value, now all of a sudden you think that's a bad destination? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't see.
I think about it.
Yeah, I don't see him doing that, pulling those shenanigans. I believe he'll be a Chicago Bear.
I also have reason to believe that he does have an agent, a legit certified agent, negotiating his contract.
That's what I said when I heard that story. There's no way his father is going to be doing that.
No. In fact, I have a name. That would be
a stupid move.
But I don't think I'm allowed to say, but not that it's some top secret thing, but they're keeping it on the down low. But he definitely has someone who's going to be doing the contract.
Sounds like a nugget.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Here's a nugget. Daniel Jeremiah has the Washington Commanders in his latest mock draft selecting Drake May from the University of North Carolina.
All right, what does he say? He says, I believe that.
Doesn't really say much. He says, I don't have any more clarity on this pick than I did in my last mock.
What did he have in his last mock? Did he also have Drake May?
Hasn't he been flip-flopping? Drake May? Jeremiah?
Jeremiah?
I'd have to pull up his last mock to see what differences there were.
He said the Commanders
moved on from Sam Howell, and I'm sticking with May here. He has quarterbacks going 1-2-3 because he has the Patriots keeping the number 3 pick and selecting Jaden Daniels. He says, I'm sure the Patriots will receive lucrative offers for this pick. At the end of the day, they need to address the most important position on the field and could do so with the third overall selection. Now, here's where he gets a little bit spicy, Jeremiah.
The fourth pick. Who's picking fourth?
Well, he's got someone trading up. In his mock, he has the Minnesota Vikings trading up with the Arizona Cardinals to get the number 4 pick and to continue the run on quarterbacks.
Take J.J.?
He has them taking J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan.
Right.
He says, now the fun really begins after their recent trade with the Texans. It seems the Vikings are situated to aggressively move up to draft Kirk Cousins' replacement. The Cardinals trade down, bypassing a chance to pick the first receiver off the board, but they address the position later in round one.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So that would, based on his numbers and his mock, that would give the Cardinals 3 first-round picks.
Okay.
Because you would have number 11 for the Cardinals. You'd have 23 for the Cardinals. And you would have number 27 for the Cardinals.
A lot of first-round ammo.
Who knows? It's just a mock. Who knows if that would actually happen. But.
And to round out his top five in Jeremiah's latest mock on NFL.com, he has another trade. He has the Jets moving into the number 5 spot, trading up with the L.A. Chargers
to select Marvin Harrison Jr. To pair him with Aaron Rodgers.
And to pair with Garrett Wilson. That would be a really nice 1-2 punch at your 1-2 wide receiver spots.
Right.
Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr. He said the Jets are all in with a veteran quarterback. They recently acquired 2 offensive tackles to shore up the O-line. They desperately need another playmaker to complement Garrett Wilson, so they trade up to select Harrison, the top wideout in the draft and Wilson's former Ohio State teammate.
Hmm.
So he's got two big blockbuster deals rounding out 4 and 5 in his latest mock draft. Does it happen? Probably not, but it's fun to entertain it. It's fun to see the different pieces moving around and teams trading up to try to get their quarterback if Minnesota's willing to jump into the top four.
I mentioned this earlier. I saw a mock-up yesterday on social media somewhere where a guy had an AI version of Drake May in a Commander's uniform and helmet.
Right.
And then juxtaposed next to Jaden Daniels. And honestly, I don't know how you could put all your draft capital in Jaden. He's just so darn skinny. It is literally terrifying. Imagine like your skinniest friend and just throwing a helmet on him. He's a great athlete and he's a great quarterback, but it's like, man, my future on that little
look
spindly
at him,
frame.
That he got through 2 years relatively unscathed in the SEC, and you just hope he can do it on the next level as well.
Well, did he have injury issues at Arizona State? I don't think he did.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I mean, he had like a COVID year that like
COVID
messed up
year.
Everything,
yeah, they
but,
only played 6 or 8 games.
But I think
maybe.
Otherwise, he played. He stayed healthy. So
it's going to be interesting to see what happens if the top four quarterbacks go in the top four. I mean, that's never been done before. And it'll be interesting to see what Washington decides to do. Man, it's going to be nuts. And he also has Penix going later in the first round of the Raiders here. So he's got five quarterbacks going in the first round.
Grab, you could speak to this, that Greenberg posted that pass pressure to sack rate and of like recent quarterbacks, like Sam Howell's way up there, right? Like in college, it was like 22.6 or something. Anybody over 20 apparently has not had success.
Yep.
And I didn't see Drake May or Caleb in there, but you guys both, or maybe it was Zach Kruger, but you guys both said that Penix does very, very well in that stat.
Penix never got sacked. Never, ever get sacked. He's like legendary for escaping pressure and getting rid of the ball.
Right.
Now, I believe his accuracy does dip when under pressure, but
that's fine. If you don't get sacked,
yeah,
as long as you're not throwing
that's
picks.
He definitely doesn't throw picks. So that's one of his calling cards. Like his pocket awareness is elite, elite.
Do you have? I doubt you do. But is there? Could you pull up like May and where does Daniels? Is he high? Because he was high up there. Daniels was high
gets
up
sacked
there.
A lot.
He was over 20%.
Yes,
sack to pressure or whatever, which is apparently the threshold for like guys that are successful. Where does Drake May fall in that? And Caleb? I would love to know.
Give me a second here.
Yeah. Because I know you guys were hyping up Penix. Could that vault, that stat alone, be some secret stat?
I mean, I'm sure offensive coordinators love it when they don't get sacked.
Yeah, but he's still not – that's not going to move him up into the top three or four.
I'm just saying.
Don't listen to me. I'm biased. I think Penix is a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
He's number one on my board. I was locked in on Penix, and then he had the dud game. I was locked in on him.
Not everybody's perfect every game.
No, of course. Everyone has bad games. But that was the one I was sat down to watch.
He played plenty of games.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He's played a lot of football.
Yeah,
he's played 6 years of college football.
He's had a lot of big injuries, too.
He's had injuries, and he's older.
That's something pushing him down the draft board.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you.
So the pressure to sack ratio.
Right.
The guys who are above 20% all suck.
Right.
It's Sam Howell, Ben DiNucci, Justin Fields, Hackenberg, Desmond Ridder, Davis Mills.
Right. There's nobody there
Will
that
Levis,
surprises you.
Jaden
right?
Daniels.
Right.
Yep.
So you don't have below though. You don't have that below?
No. I'm sure Zach will hear this.
Tell Zach. Yeah. I thought it was Greenberg. I think right.
Something crazy is going to happen in this draft. I don't know if it's, I don't think it's going to be the Bears trading the number one pick. I don't think it's going to be Washington trading out. I just think something nuts is going to happen.
Four quarterbacks have never gone 1 through 4, right?
That's never happened, I don't believe. I think it's only happened.
I can't recall that happening.
I think
happening.
The only top I think 1, 2, 3 has only happened once.
Was that McNabb and Kelly Smith and all them and Tim Couch?
Tim Couch might have been. We were at that draft, I believe.
Right.
If I recall correctly.
No, we definitely were.
Philly fans were definitely booing Donovan McNabb. There's a lot of booing.
Are you asking about the quarterback draft?
It went 1-3. That 1-2-3.
Well, just happened a couple years ago with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, But I think
Lawrence,
it also
Wilson,
happened,
and Trey Lance.
Right. And I think it also happened with McNabb, Couch, and Achilles.
By the way, I officially felt old
not in
for,
that
the,
order.
For the thousandth time, like a couple weeks ago, where I saw a picture, I think it was on Twitter, of Achilles Smith kid posing with LeVar Arrington's kid on a college recruiting visit.
I
think
really?
It might have been to Oregon. I'm not 100% sure.
Shocker.
But I was like, yeah, big surprise.
Remember the
DNA there transfers.
I thought you were going to talk about the picture of Tim Couch who went viral a couple years ago. Remember that?
I don't know if I remember this.
He got all like dreamy.
Oh, he did?
I think he's been working out with Cork.
Tim Couch had a glow up?
Yeah, did you see that? Where he looks, Tim Couch is like, he's got like an 8-pack.
I had no idea.
Looks like he's all on testosterone.
Oh, yeah. Sure he is.
Maybe he is. Who knows?
Let's go to our guy, D. Woods, here for a moment.
He's giving me some life advice for post-show.
Yeah, I don't know. D, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. What's up, fellas? How y'all this morning?
What's good?
Up,
how are you?
Hey, I got two things for cakes.
Yeah.
They're both for cakes. One is funny and one is serious.
All right.
So I'll go with funny first.
Okay.
I heard you doing the read for the Chris Brown tickets earlier.
Okay, uh-huh. Yes.
And you kept calling the young lady Thomas C. Mooney Long.
Okay.
That's not her name. It's actually Money Long.
That makes sense. That's a better name.
Money Long, not Mooney Long.
All right, okay? Money Long is better.
This is why you guys need to bring back what the brothers be saying, because you guys just say crazy things
it's
all the time.
It's a very controversial segment.
Yeah, it's too controversial. Too hot
it's too
for 2024. Yeah.
All right, Money Long.
This is Money Long. And so this is the other reason why you need to bring back what the brothers be saying. Because I heard you talking about going down to Minnesota Avenue today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I instantly text Valdez and I said, I don't care what Cakes wants to do. He needs to catch the Metro. Cakes, I love you. You're not driving over there and you're not parking anywhere over there. If you do, we probably will not hear from you tomorrow.
Hold on. So let's just back up for a second.
Dude,
so
you're saying
the Metro is any safer? How's that safer?
Cakes, listen to me.
I'm listening.
I grew up in D.C. before I moved to Maryland. You do not want to. Oh, the nicest things over there is that building and the apartments next to it.
Okay.
If you cannot get a space either, I don't even know if they have parking inside of there.
Why don't you just Uber there?
That's Uber. You will not park anywhere over there. I'm telling you.
All right, maybe I Uber there.
Uber there and then Uber back. A day of it.
Let me pull back the curtain. I don't want to go there. It's the last place I'm going to go on Earth right now.
You've had many people say you can't drive over there by yourself.
I understand. And I appreciate all the advice.
Okay.
I don't want to go there, but I feel like to get the problem rectified, I have to go there in person.
They're not saying don't go there.
I don't want you driving, parking over there because outside of that block, literally that block, even across the street, you're not parking anywhere and walking. I'm telling you that.
Okay.
I'm telling you
all
that.
All right. I'll take this advice.
Yeah. A lot of people all are saying it's not the fact that they don't want you to go there to rectify the situation. It's the parking.
Don't park and walk a few
parking
blocks.
And walk 2 blocks to the building.
Okay.
That 2-block walk is
fine.
It's dangerous.
I'll Uber. I've got Uber on my phone. I know how to use Uber.
Okay. All right. So there you go.
That's what you should do.
That's solid life advice. That's good life advice.
And then order your Uber while you're inside the government building.
Right. When I'm in there for 2 hours and nothing's getting done.
Yeah. And then wait for it to arrive before you go outside.
I'll probably
Did anybody else call that works at the office?
Of course not. Okay.
No, not
no
to help.
Chance.
Just people calling nonstop saying Cakes will not make it out alive. You absolutely do not drive down.
All right.
Really? Gave him the worst advice ever.
Who did?
You. Saying, they don't care about your little tiny car.
Yeah, that's not what
just
it
drive
is.
Down there.
It's not about the car. They'll just rob him.
Yeah. But they're going to see that loser coming out of that loser car.
He's going to be pistol whipped in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a scene from Menace to Society is what you're saying?
And he's wearing the Capitals gear.
I'm telling you.
Big target.
You guys haven't seen Cakes' car. He ain't going to draw any
attention.
They find out that it's Cakes, they might hold him for ransom for Bitcoin.
He's a draw.
Cakes is a draw?
Yeah.
That car?
No. He's just a draw.
I know what you're saying.
All right. So I'm just going to...
Just use your head.
Life update. I'm going to Uber to Minnesota Avenue.
And you know, actually, the worst thing that we could have done is talk about it. Because now everyone down there is licking their chops, knowing
they're
that
waiting
Cakes
for this.
Yeah, waiting for 5'6" Cakes to get out of his tiny
I'm
car.
He's 5'7".
To put a bag over his head and hold him for ransom.
You know what?
Hey,
don't wear the caps gear.
Can you stop giving people ideas? Can you stop already? right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO tour at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win those. Did you know the champions of the world, Argentina and Messi, they're making their way to Philadelphia? Argentina will be matched up against El Salvador in preparation for the Copa America Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. That's in Philadelphia, which is in Pennsylvania. El Salvador, in their preparation match to the World Cup, will face Messi's national team, who's number one in the world rankings. Tickets are now on sale at Ticketmaster. Argentina versus El Salvador, Friday, March 22nd, at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10th caller right now at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're going to score two tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO, the Over and Out Tour, Wednesday, September 25th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m., courtesy of Live Nation. So 10th caller right now, you win. You will be going to that show. All right, I've made an executive decision.
Oh, what is that?
Oh.
This is regarding, you're not
going
to go.
I'm not going. I'm not going.
Why don't you just Uber?
I'm not taking an Uber.
Why?
It's too much hassle. I don't feel like dealing with it.
So what are you going to do?
Here's what I'm going to do.
Nothing.
Yes, he is.
No.
He's going to do what the guy told him to do.
I will call them incessantly and or email 100 different email addresses at their, whatever their.
You've been scared. You've been scared to go. You're scared now.
More than being scared to go, it's just, it's a big, giant time suck. And I can just see it taking 3 or 4 hours of my day.
I doubt it.
I'm not ready for that to happen.
I think you're going to walk around. If you went, you would walk around. You'd probably find somebody to talk to and get nothing done.
Yeah,
but I don't think it would be a waste of 4 hours. I think you'd get nothing done in like an hour.
I don't know if it would be an hour. I think between
the two
Ubers.
There's not going to be a line of donks over there.
I would imagine there's probably a line of donks.
We have no idea.
I imagine it'd be like the MVA, like in their,
I can't imagine.
Their earlier iterations. Like the MVA recently, maybe. I've had good experiences with the MVA.
Well,
like,
you could schedule it.
You get scheduled. It gets taken care of quickly. From what I've seen from DC's, like their phone issues, I can only imagine what would happen in person. yeah. what sort of circus would be awaiting me down there. So I'm just going to bypass it. I'm going to kick the can down the road a little bit. I'm going to try to just figure it out on my own.
You know what?
And go from there.
This is a morbid twist, a morbid
yes.
turn on it.
Okay, yes.
Bear with me.
I'd like to hear it.
Now, when you hear stories like this, you relate it to yourself, right? How am I going to be in a similar boat?
Right.
Well, I'm the executor of my mother's estate.
Okay, yes.
And God forbid when she passes, mm-hmm. hopefully it's in 25 years.
Yep.
I'm going to be in that kind of hell because right. I know she's done everything she could do, and she's mm-hmm. worked with my guy, and she's got everything all planned out, but I still know I'm going to have to go to buildings, and I'm going to have to – you dealt with your
yes.
mother.
Yep.
It's just –
it's a lot of phone calls.
It's not going to yep. be easy. I'm not going to want to do a single part of it.
I know you're not going to want to.
It took months for me to get through all of it. Yep.
And it's the kind of thing, the detail-oriented thing, that I'm not good at.
You're not good at.
Right.
Well, I mean, you have
JP's anal.
You have your wife. You have your sister.
She doesn't want to deal with it.
Okay, but you have to deal with it. It's something you got to deal with.
Well,
I tried to get out of it on air. I tried to get out of being the executor.
I know.
You tried to pass it on to your brothers or your sister.
Yeah. Any of them would be better.
Yeah.
A homeless person would be better.
Why isn't your sister going to do that?
She asked me to do it because I'm the oldest, because I'm the big silly.
You are the big silly. All right. Well, you have to deal with it. I mean,
well,
you got to take.
What? Hopefully, I die first. But, you know,
I don't think you
25, 30 years.
Sure.
All right.
Not like today.
So your mom will live to be 110,
but
hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, she could. Hopefully. She's got no heart disease or no nothing. She's good.
I hope she makes it to 110. I hope she becomes the world's oldest living person.
Although my mom, we have these morbid conversations all the time. She's got a pacemaker with an expiring battery.
Like, when does it expire? Is it like your smoke detector? It's gonna go.
Yeah, like those things, they only last like X amount of years.
You're looking around like, who beeps?
This is big. Didn't have any heart issues.
She does. No, she didn't have a heart disease or anything like that. She has a slow. I mean, the heart sometimes is.
She needs to kickstart her heart.
Yeah,
like
I mean, it's not unusual. It's not unusual at your age to have a pacemaker.
Yeah,
but it does have an expiring shelf life on the battery. And my mom is up there in such a range where they're not going to go in there, I don't think, and
they're not?
Put a new one.
The battery just expires, and then you're just
then
zero pacemaker?
Then you don't have a pacemaker anymore.
Yeah. Oof.
I think she's beyond where...
Ken Palm rating's low when your pace.
Trust me, the guy that put in the pacemaker is actually a Junkies fan.
Oh, yeah, they give a little extra battery?
No, he told me. He didn't know...
He put a Duracell
in
there?
Yeah, put a Duracell.
Right.
One of the self-recharging batteries.
You got the Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, it's a lithium.
No, he put a battery in there.
Is it one of those Duracells where you hold both ends? You can see the power charge back in the day?
I do remember that. That's a good bit from back in the day.
Sorry.
But you got to go in and get your pacemaker checked. Then they see how often it goes off. Hers goes off all the time.
All the time.
It goes off all the time.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that's not true, that they don't replace the battery. No. They're not just going to say, you're out of luck. Sorry, your pacemaker battery died.
They might replace a battery for someone younger.
Oh, so like once you reach a certain age.
Like, put it this way. Her cardiologist said, good luck having surgery. Like, once you get to a certain age, like, you know, surgeries are dicey.
Yeah.
You want
that happened with my grandma.
You don't really want to go under the knife. Like, they're not going to put you under because you might not wake up.
Especially when you weigh 90 pounds.
Yeah,
it's a car crash.
Yeah, I mean, you reach a certain point where they're not going to do surgery on you anymore. They just won't do it because you're just going to donk off.
Well, Cakes won't need surgery tomorrow because he's not going to D.C.
let's hope not. I mean, I still might need surgery at some point, but you never know.
Dude,
he should have had a lobotomy for thinking about going down there.
You're probably right, but I will be returning to D.C. to see the Wizards game tonight.
Yes.
Good. And you're going to represent for the Junks, and you're going to talk
to Will Dawkins. Get some good nuggets.
I will try.
From Will.
And try to get more free stuff.
I'll see what I can do.
Hey, Drag. No,
I did procure a parking pass for my good friend, Jim Van Stone.
Nice. He is JVS.
I also got my Zach Brown, Brian tickets.
Thank you.
Hey, Drab, you know who called me yesterday out of the blue? Rhonda.
Oh, she did.
Help me.
Did she reach out to you? She said she was going to reach out to you.
Is she ROM tired?
Oh, yeah. She's had some health issues. She can't drive again.
Right.
And She's just basically whole. She was in a good mood yesterday.
Oh, she was.
Oh, yeah.
She was like one of the ones that has like 100 Facebook accounts. I never know what's real with her. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Tough to keep track.
She's speaking of conspiracies.
Dude, she was in rare form yesterday afternoon.
Oh, did you ask her what happened to
Kate Middleton theory?
Yeah, is she in the back of her 53-foot trailer that she's hauling?
I don't think she's following any of that.
What is she into?
I mean, she's just into like feeding the dogs and just getting through the day, hey, man.
That's all you can do.
She's had some health issues, man. She's been kind of holed up in her house.
So she's just retired?
Wishing for the best.
Retiring?
For her.
Oh, she's definitely not working again.
Right. Well, that means
both
retired.
Dunsky.
Yep, that's what it means.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.